Growing up in Judaism and finding it bereft of a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, at the age of 21, I embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as the Jewish Messiah and the message of the New Testament, and afterwards, the Orthodox Church. After 25 years making a good living as a successful straight commission salesman of industrial chemicals, I left the rat race in 1996 and joined an Orthodox monastery seeking quiet, interior prayer, and healing for my soul. A whole new world was opened up to me, and this world, this experience, I wish to share with all of you now. Our day began at midnight when Father Luke sounded the semitron, calling us all, nearly 50 of us, to prayer, to our midnight service called Divine Liturgy, where we partook of Holy Communion. The service ended at 3 a.m., and we hurried back to our cells to start our prayer roll, a series of prayers and prostrations assigned to us by the abbot, the elder of the monastery, then a brief nap. We were all up by 7:30 a.m. to begin our work, our chores, which we called our obediences. Some of us were icon painters, the livelihood of the monastery, painting and selling icons, while the rest of us did the cleaning, the cooking, the general maintenance, while others were engaged in research, preparing manuscripts for books to be published. At noon, we gathered in the refectory, which we called trapeza, which in Greek monastic tradition means table. We ate our meals in complete silence, while a specially assigned monk would read from the lives of the saints. After clearing tables and doing dishes, we were back in our cells for a brief nap, then back in church at 3:30 p.m. for the late afternoon service of Vespers. A light meal would follow, and then compline, the final service of the day. After compline, the real work of the monk would begin. First, we met with the abbot, the elder of the monastery, a seasoned monk who attained a high spiritual virtue after spending years in quiet, perfecting interior prayer, known as the Jesus Prayer, which purifies, illumines, and deifies the soul. We novices bared our own souls to the elder, revealing our thoughts, our doubts, our struggles, and receiving in return healing, consolation, cleansing, and experienced a deep monastic exchange received from the elder, a transfer of grace. Back in our cells, we too worked on perfecting the Jesus Prayer, repeating over and over again for 3 to 4 hours the words of the prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. At first, the prayer is very difficult, almost impossible. Although called the prayer of the heart, the words of the prayer are all up in the head. The tedium and the seeming monotony is very wearisome. But if you keep on working at it, soon, with a flood of great warmth, the mind sinks down into the heart, where the words of the prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, pulsate effortlessly like a quiet, bubbling, murmuring brook. Ah. Oh, it's the semitron. It's midnight. Gotta go. It's time for church.